Have you always had an interest in the Revolutionary War era?
I have ever since grade school, really. I mean, that was kind of my favorite. That was my favorite time period of American history. And then in adulthood, I started investigating, getting involved in, like, lineage society, Sons of the American Revolution, and was able to discover a patriot or two in my tree, and that kind of really, you know, lit my fires over the last 10 years or so.
Well, did you have any preconceptions about that period of history that have been dispelled with your research over the years?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of times what we pick up as kids is a little bit more of a romanticized, sanitized version of the history. That's why I kind of like getting into the personal stories. I like digging into the individual families and the people that were involved, and reading pension records and original records, and you really get a taste of what actually real people went through. So in a way, yes, to answer your question, I think, you know, it wasn't just all a bunch of aristocrats, you know, running around with feather pens signing documents and stuff, you know. I mean, it was ordinary people who did all of the suffering and the bleeding and the fighting. And you know, our nation, the founding of our nation, came at a great cost, and so that's always inspired me.
You're really into the living history aspect of this period. Do you find that people connect more with you because you're trying to show them actual artifacts from the era, and you're dressed in period clothing? Is this more effective than reading from a textbook or a teleprompter?
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah. I mean, especially, you know, I'll do, of course, the program that I'm doing with the Thomas Bridges Group on Saturday is going to be kind of an adult take off on a program that I do with kids all the time, but there's no comparison. You know, when you walk into a classroom, you know, dressed funny, wearing a three-cornered hat and a trunk full of stuff, and then are able to just take artifacts and reproductions and things and explain how difficult life was and the things that, you know, they take for granted, how different it was. Yeah, I think it absolutely brings it to life. And not just there, but, you know, I do living history events when I go and set up my bookshop. And sometimes I'll do something as simple as just, I have a small tabletop loom for making straps and things, and I'll get out the loom and you know, I'll do weaving. And even small children are just fascinated to come up and watch someone actually do something with their hands, you know. But, yeah, living history brings it to life. I you know, as far as history and school books, I mean, it was okay for me as a kid, but I remember history being a lot of memorizing dates and places and stuff. And you get kind of glazed over after a while with that. But if you see living history and see someone, you know, shoot a flintlock and have a cloud of white smoke, you know, I mean, it really does bring it to life.
Did you know how to weave before you learned it as part of this?
Oh, no. I had actually had a friend that taught me how to do that because I wanted to make some straps for some of my for my bags and for a powder horn and some stuff like that. So actually, I think he taught himself by looking at some YouTube videos, and then he turned me on to it. And so it's just something I do. It's kind of therapeutic for me sometimes when I need kind of a mindless activity to work on. I can sit with my loom, watch TV, and make stuff. And so, but just straps. I don't do big complex things, but just pretty simple things. But yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, I got into it out of all my Revolutionary War history interest.
Have you had to acquire any other skills as part of your research into the Revolutionary War period?
Hands-on, no. I mean, I don't really have any other practical skills from the period. Most of what I do is research and writing, because I write novels about the period, and so I have to spend a lot of time either online or in books or in courthouses or in records, you know, places where I can gather facts in order to tell a good story. So I guess my skills are more in the storytelling realm than anything, but as far as hands-on, I don't. Now, my wife makes her own clothing, so she's pretty impressive in that regard. She does events with me and does living history with me, and she's gotten pretty good at it, of finding stuff that she wants to make and creating her own outfits. It's pretty cool.
You're a very prolific writer. I believe you've only been writing professionally since about 2015.
Yeah, Yeah, about then. Yeah, about 4 or 5 years now. Of course, I'd been working on a project for a while before that, but I'd never actually finished anything. So yeah, first published just a few years ago.
Many authors would probably give an arm or a leg to be able to write as quickly as you do. Do you have any secrets for the way you're able to consistently produce your material?
Well, I used to write too much, I think. I was a little, I wrote early on when I had my first novel out, and then as I was doing events, I realized, gosh, I don't have much material. I need another story, and so I cranked another one out pretty quickly. But I'm trying to pace myself now. I have a pretty solid repository of characters to draw from. What I do is I actually tell the stories from either my wife's family tree or my family tree. We have these, we have Revolutionary War patriots and families who are actually, I have the documents and everything showing how they were involved. And so they become my characters, and then I just flesh out a novel from these characters from my family history. So I get to give personalities to my ancestors and stuff. And so I kind of have an endless stream of potential characters for the stories that I want to tell.
For your hands-on history program on Saturday, I just want to get a feel for what the audience can expect. Will you literally walk in with a trunk full of items and just select one and start to speak about it?
Well, what I do, I usually have it set up in advance. I'll have the trunk open and a pretty large table with things spread out on the table. But what I generally do is come in a full militia gear. So what a North Carolina or Virginia militiaman would have been wearing as a citizen soldier, and I make my introductions from that, and I actually use myself as the first object lesson. I go through all the things that a militiaman would wear and some of his equipment that's on his body, and then break all that down. And I'm speaking with the Thomas Bridges Association, so I'm going to try to, they have a Revolutionary War patriot, James Thomas, is kind of the patriarch of that clan, one of the first settlers in Tree County. And so I'm going to try to tie it as much to that theme as I possibly can. But no, I go through most everything that I bring in the trunk. I already have it out and spread out, but I just use it. I use them as props to kind of launch me into a new area, a new topic. I do question and answer. I'll hold things up and sometimes get them to guess what this is and what it was for. And it's pretty interactive and I think quite fun. For most of the audiences.
Well, is there anything else you'd like listeners to know ahead of your Thomas Bridges Association program on Saturday?
No, I don't think so. I think if folks are interested in the period, and you know, it's not going to be a history lesson as much as it will be a life lesson for an ordinary citizen militia soldier during the period, just to see some of the things that they endured, they did. I'll have a flintlock weapon, so for folks who haven't seen one, I'll show how that rifle works and how the flint strikes. It will turn out the lights and make sparks, and you know, I'll show them how those things work. So it'll be fun, and then afterwards we'll be able to stick around and answer questions and talk about books and all those kind of things. But they'll have a sort of transported back in time just a little bit, and hopefully will help bring that time period to life, especially for all those descendants who will be in town, you know, for the gathering this weekend.